Okay, let us get into Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Lamed Ches. As we continue here in Tamar Nishchat, and we are on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, and we're talking about the sugya of Mechashvin Me'avoda Li'avoda. If I think during one avoda, that avoda is fine, but I think I have kavana for a problematic thought in a different avoda. So, what is the halacha in that case? Mechashvin Me'avoda Li'avoda. And we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yesh shelo lishmo me'avoda li'avoda, v'hu posel. We had that on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan says, there's a concept of mechashve me'avoda li'avoda, and if I think during shechita, proper shechita, but I think about zrika shelo lishmo, that's going to posel. And Reish Lakish says, no, ain shelo lishmo me'avoda li'avoda, there is no such problem. If you think of a problem during your avoda, fine, I'll agree with that, that machshavas play a role. But you can't be mechashve me'avoda li'avoda, because then you didn't get to that avoda yet, which was done problematically by shelo lishma. By shelo lishma. By pigol, one can't argue. That's a din daraisa. It's a pasuk in Chumash. How Chazal understand the pasuk in Parsha Sav, that's for sure mechashve me'avoda li'avoda. Pigol, right? If I think during shechita that I'm going to do the zrika, shelo bizmano, right? That's the din of pigol daraisa. So Reish Lakish is not going to argue on that. The question is pigol, at least one of the sources, is pigol, is that enough to be a model for puzzle, for the other types of machshavas, problematic machshavas, which is shelo lishma, and shelo l'shem bailim, or the shelo la'ochlav, when it comes to Karim Pesach. So that's the question, the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We have a pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan, like we mostly pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan. In Mechashve Me'avoda Li'avoda, remember the Gemara in Yevamos says that there are three cases, I think it was three, that we pasuk like Reish Lakish, mostly not, but we pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan. It's here too, in Ipsuli HaMukdashim, in Perek Tezvav Halacha Yud, Perek Tezvav Halacha Yud, you can't look in the Shulchan Aruch for this, but you can look in the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Rambam says, Shachta Lishma, V'chishev b'shaza shchita, lizrok dama shalol lishma. Harezu psula, l'fishem mechashvin, mi'avoda li'avoda. You say from one to another, and it has effect. V'zos ha-machshava shechasha b'shaz shchita, ki ilu chashva b'shaz zrika, l'fichach psula. We'll have to see who he's quoting there. The Rambam's lashon here, we're pretty foreshadowing for today's daf, and the machshava that you thought during shchita is as if you had that machshava during zrika, so as if you did a zrika shalol lishma, and therefore, psula. That is, the Rama pasuk Rabbi Yochanan, not only pasuk Rabbi Yochanan, but pasuk like one of the pshatim of Rabbi Yochanan, as we will see. The Chesed Mishnah says, plukta Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, upasak Rabbi Yochanan d'alach havasa l'gabi Reish Lakish, yivam eslam advav, v'o d'Rav Nachman amar psula, v'rabba amar kshera, v'hadamei rabba mikal v'chomer d'Rav Ashi, right, Rav Nachman also machlogas amaroim, and we see all the amaroim pasuking that way as well. The Mishnah Lamelach here, again, we're going to get to this also at today's dot, but once we're here, Mishnah Lamelach says, Da, the Kasva Tosis Berakama Dizvachim, Mechash, the Dafka Mishchita Lizrika Mechashvin. Mechadim Avoda is Mishchita Lizrika, Aval Mishchita Le Kabbalah Lo. Tahami Pigal Yalafla, U Pigal Loavi Machshava, the Shchita Le Kabbalah. Vechekavachava Duravashi, Yalaf Mishidi Bailam, Loavi Ala Mishchita Lizrika. So the Mishnah Lamelach says that Tosfis holds that there's mechashvin li'avoda li'avoda parallel to pigol, just like by pigol, you can't be mechashev me shchita le'kabbalah. Kabbalah is not a significant enough of an avoda. The Kabbalah said, so too, according to Rabbi Yochanan, by l'shalo l'shma. That's what the Tosfos says. Vida the lav dafka mishchita lizrika do adim mikabala lizrika o meholacha lizrika v'lo miyatu atosfos ala mechashev mi'avoda li'avoda she'ena zrika. Avo mechashev ba'achas mishalosh avodos lizrika mechashvin Dumya de pigol, umikav v'chomer de ravashi v'zeh pashut. Says the Mishnah Melech, again, it's, there is a limud from pigol, even though it's not exactly like pigol. That's a little tricky, right? That the, mechashi v'avod lavoda only means that you cannot think, from shchita to the Kabbalah. But let's say thinking from Kabbalah to, zrika, or to haktara, right? That would be, a pigol case. And then he talks about, Tosfos only rejects Mechashvin Avoda, that's not Zrika. But with any of the other ones, it is. Okay, we'll have to see how that plays out on today's daf. But again, that whole Perek of the Rambam in Perek Tezvav is about many different problematic thoughts. As we said, if you go back at the beginning of the 13th Perek, that's where the Rambam introduces this whole section, where he says, Shalosh Machshavos Hein Sheposon Esakarbonos, Shini Hashem, Shini Hamakom, and Machsheves Hazman. And then he goes into the next parak. Again, if we have time to go through this straight, it's important. Ein machshava holechas ela achar ha'oved. Aval machshavas bal ha'karbon eino mo'eles klum. The only machshava that has any effect is the oved, the kohen, who's doing the avoda. But the owner doesn't. Some Amoram argue with that. But we paskin that it's only the bal ha'karbon. That is, the bal ha'karbon is excluded. Sha'afilu shamanu ha'baylim shepiglu v'haysa machshavas ha'oved nechon. Now he's a kasher. Even if you know, right, that's what I think is against Rav Papa, the Bailam Faglim, the Rabban Paskins, that only the Kohen. But if the owner has any problematic thoughts, that does not ruin it. If you have some other major problem, then the Machshava is not going to have an effect. The action is going to be problematic. Okay, these are all important, but let's get to the daf, and then we'll see if we can go through it. Okay, so says the Gemara here, we are on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, towards the bottom, Rav Chananya, four lines up from the bottom. We are discussing Rabbi Yochanan. We say Rabbi Yochanan, as we know, is a hui paskin like machashvin miavoda liavoda. But we're trying to figure out what the svara is for Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that? So the first day in the Gemara was Pigel. Just like we said, Pigel is a parallel. So too, this is a parallel. That was Rabbi Ila. Rabbi Ila says Pigel is a parallel. Rabbi Yossi was not happy with that makar because he said there are differences between Pigel and Shelo Lishma. That's what he said on the bottom of Lama Zayin and Aleph going over to Lama Zayin base. There are differences between the two. Two halachas are different. Lo damia. Remember he says in the bottom, Lama Zayin and Aleph, mitartin milin lo damia. Makshav is Pigel. Makshav is Pasel. Right, there are two differences at least that he comes up with. He says if you shecht a carbon, l'kabala sadam. This is what the Mishnah Malach was just referring to. If you think pigol during l'shem, the kabala sadam, right? If I think shchita l'shma, I'm going to ask l'kabala adam shalo l'shma, but pigol, remember that meant pigol according to how he interpreted. If you have a pigol thought for during the Kabbalah, it does not ruin it. But if you have a shalo l'shma thought for during the Kabbalah, it does ruin it. But if you do shchita l'shma, I'm going to ask l'kabala adam shalo l'shma, it does passel. Does passels. So you see, in the Karbanos that, Shelo Lishma passels. So you see there's a difference between Pigel and Shelo Lishma. And the other way, right, if I do Shechita with in mind to be Makter Emurin Pigel, that is Pigel. Because Haktaras Rebbe, Zrika, Achila, Haktaras Emurin. Those are the three that you think about by Pigel, that would be, Pigel. So if you think Shechita proper, Haktar Emurin, Pigel, that is Pigel. But Shelo Lishma doesn't ruin it by Haktaras Emurin. Haktaras Emurin is even ma'akev at all. So Rabbi Yosa did not like that, Rabbi Yosa didn't like that day. But that was number one. Number one is Rabbi Ila, that the source for Rabbi Yochanan is Pigel. Notwithstanding the differences between that Rabbi Yosi said. Number two, the second svara we gave was Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yosa said, I saw Rabbi Yirmiyah grant Rabbi Ba, and he said the reason Rabbi Yochanan is whatever you think about ki'ilu a later avoda, it's as if you had that machshava in the present avoda. That's the second daya. Nase, it says, Nase, mishar rishona, kishochi lishmo v'shalo lishmo v'upasal. You move that machshava to what you're doing. Right? That is number two of Rabbi Yochanan. Number two of Rabbi Yochanan, that's not pigo. Right? That's a different daya. It's as if what you're doing right now. Number three is what we're up to right now. Rabbi Chananya says basically the opposite. Basically the opposite of number two. Rabbi Ba said, what's the svara? It's as if you had that machshava right now, which was at the Rambam Paskins. Remember that was the language of the Rambam that we just read before. It's as if you had that machshava right now. The Rabbi Chananya, and that was the Lashon of the Rambam, just read it again, Tezvav Yud, I'm sorry, I take it back. The Rambam's lashon is what we're about to say right now. Rabbi Chananya. Chananya says that the machshava that you have during shechita about a problematic zrika is as if you had the problematic thought during the zrika. It's the opposite. Right? Number two, Rabbi Ba said that it's as if you had the problematic machshava right now. Right? Nasek mishar rishona kishokto lishrov shaloshrov upasal. Rabbi Chananya is going to say the opposite. He's going to say it's as if you had that problematic thought in the later avoda that you're having the problematic thought about. So let's see. Rechananya Amar Kumi Rabbi Mana B'Shem Rabbi Yudin Taimad Rabbi Yochanan. It's as if as follows. And again, what are we trying, if you remember the end of the last year, what are we trying to explain? We're trying to explain two halachas that Rabbi Yochanan quoted that we already explained once from based on Rabbi Bab, but we're going to explain again. What was the difference? If you shecht by a Korban Pesach, shachat la'ochlav, lizrog damo shalol la'ochlav is kasher. You can't shecht the Korban just shalol la'ochlav, right, for people who cannot eat it. But if you did shechita la'ochlav, lizrog damo shalol la'ochlav, that's kasher. Even though shachat l'shmo, lizrog damo shalol l'shmo, is going to be possible. So what's the difference between the two? So we said, well, when it comes to, based on Rabbi Bo, we said, well, when it comes to the Shalol Lishma, so it's as if you did the Shechita Lishma and Shalol Lishma, that's why it's a problem. Because you can't do a Shechita Lishma and Shalol Lishma. But when it comes to La'ochlav, if you did a Shechita La'ochlav and Shalol La'ochlav, it's kosher. So that's why it will be kosher. Good. Rabbi Chananya gives a different shot. In time of Rabbi Yochanan, second to last line, Koshilu Yavo Lo Zavoda. If you would come to that Avoda, Ilu Yavolos Avoda, if you would come to that Avoda, Hu Mechashiv La, again, switching a word, if during that future Avoda, you would have this problematic thought, and it would pasul, then Mechashiv Hu, Avoda Cheres La, then you could think of during a different Avoda, for this Avoda. So again, basically saying, the opposite of Pshat number two, right, that whatever Machshava you're thinking, if you would have that problematic thought in that future Avoda, and it would be a problem, so it's as if you had that problematic thought during that Avoda. So again, Koshi Liyavolos Avoda, if you'd be able to come to that future Avoda, Hu Mechashiv La, and you would think during that time, it would be a problem, so Mechashiv Hu Meavoda Cheres La, so then thinking from a different Avoda to that Avoda, with this problematic thought, would also be a problem. But Ilu, skip the next three words. Ilu, go with, I mean, the carbon of aid is girsa on top, if you want to follow. Ilu zarak damo lishmo, shalol lishmo, shema, but zarak shalol lishmo, shema eno pasul, right? Skip you the word. But what if you have the parallel by shalol lishmo? If you were zorik the dam shalol lishmo, isn't it pasul? Right? Zrikas Adam Shalosh Mo would be puzzle. So Shachto Lishmo, Lizrok Damo Shalosh Mo, puzzle. That if you did the Shechita Lishmo, Lizrok Damo Shalosh Mo, that's also puzzle. Basically explaining the same two, halachas of Rabbi Yochanan, why, it is a problem is not because the problematic thought is as if you had it now, but as if you had it in the future. And that's the rule. The rule is, according to this third day of Rav Chananya, if you would have that problematic thought during that a future avode will be a problem. So if you think about doing that avoda with such a thought, so then that would also be a problem. So says the Gemara, really? Is this an exact parallel? Every time you would have the problematic thought during that avoda, it would be a problem. So that if you think about doing it during that avoda, it would be a problem. Rabbi Mana asks, Rabbi Chananya, I think that there's a lack of parallelism. I don't think that answer works. Why? Ilu, third line. Ilu shachat, skipping lishmo. Ilu shachat, L'kabal dama shalol lishmo. Right, we just spoke about Kabbalah Saddam. This was the Mishal Melech's issue. If you did Shechita properly, L'kabal dama shalol lishmo. With Kabbalah Saddam, you had a concept, you had a mind shalol lishmo. Shema eino kasher, right? Isn't that, kasher? Right, if you would think, shalol lishmo for the Kabbalah Saddam, right? Shachto l'kabal dama shalol lishmo. And again, this means, as we have said a number of times, this is a gepigel, right? If I did Shechita lishmo, I'm going to ask l'kabal dama shelo bizmano. I have in mind not to do the kabal bizman. So that's kosher. Pigol doesn't work, except for, remember, haktara, achila, zrika. So if I had a thought, a shechita, proper shechita, with in mind to do the kabal dam pigol, so that's kosher. And yet, if you thought during kabal sadam, a pigle type of thought for a later avoda, it will be puzzle. U'bishas kabbalah mechshavu. And yet, bishas kabbalah, it would be considered a problematic thought for later in the avoda. Hare, kol shi'ilu, yavol osa avoda. If you would come to that avoda, mechshavu, right, if you would think, shchita, about kabbalah, and if you would come to the actual kabbalah, you would be able to have a problematic thought during the kabbalah. And yet, hu eino mechashe me'avoda acheres la. And yet, it doesn't work when you think about it. So you see, it's not an exact parallel. Not an exact parallel. Right? What did Rabbi Chananya say? If during that avoda would be a problematic thought, then thinking about doing that avoda with problematic thought is a problem. But Rabbi Mana just knocked that out. Because if you have a pigle thought during Shechita about the Kabbalah, it doesn't ruin it, but you're allowed to have a pigle thought, not allowed to. It works, the pigle works if you have a problematic thought during the Kabbalah. That's his question. Just parenthetically, it's not an exact parallel because You know, what did Rabbi Chananya say? Chananya said, if you did that future avoda with the problematic thought about that future avoda, by Kabbalah, it doesn't work. If you did a Kabbalah, what's the problem that Rabbi Manah is asking? If you did a Kabbalah proper with a problematic pigle thought about the future, that's what's a problem. But a Kabbalah Shalom Bano doesn't ruin it. So it's not exactly an undermining, but it's enough, Rabbi Manah thinks, to undermine that. If Kabbalah is shayach in the world of pigle, so then you should pigle should work to ruin it if you had a shkita amanas to do the Kabbalah Saddam Shalom Bismano, but it doesn't, so that ruins the parallel, ruins the equation. Okay, but then he has another question that again would ruin the equation. It's like an ode. Ilu, where we're up to, Ilu Shachto. Let's give me the next word, Lahakter Emur Shalolishmo. If you would do Shchita, you would do Shchita, proper Shchita, within mind Aktaras Emurin Shalolishmo, meaning the pigle thought. Shemeno pigle. Right? If you did shchita l'shem haktar, that's the classic case of pigle. One of the classic cases. Shchita proper, amanat l'haktar imurim, pigle, shalom bezmano, that is pigle. And yet, during that, ubishas haktara, eno machashi, but yet, during haktaras imurim, no problematic thought would work, because the whole thing, haktaras imurim is not makim at all. So you can't have a problematic pigle thought during the haktaras imurim. So again, the equation is ruined. Hare kol she'ilu yavalos avoda. Anytime, if his rule is, if you come to that avoda, v'hu eino machashev la, machashev mi avoda cheres lo. Here, eino machashev la, meaning it wouldn't be ruined by a machshava during, and yet a machshava about it would ruin it. Right? So therefore, Rabbi Mana asks on Rabbi Hanani, remember, Rabbi Hanani is this third approach of Rabbi Yochanan, that what's his rule? If you would think the problematic thought during the avoda, so that even if you think about it during an earlier avoda, about this avoda, it also would ruin it. So we just knock that out. Based on Kabbalah Saddam and Haktaras Emurim. During Kabbalah, it is, you can have a problematic thought. Even though if you think about Kabbalah, it wouldn't ruin it. And by Haktara, you can't have a problematic thought. Even though if you think about Haktara, it would ruin it. So, Amarlei, Rabbi Chananya answers Rabbi Mana. You're asking me kashas about those cases of pigle, that it wouldn't be an exact parallel. Lo tisiveni mi pigle apostle. Right? Don't ask me kashas from pigle to apostle. Why? Demar Rabbi Yosi. What did Rabbi Yosi say on yesterday's daf? Mitrei mi lo dami machshav es pigle machshav es apostle. I reject shot number one of Rabbi Yochanan. So if I reject shot number one, then don't ask me kashas. The pigle equation is as such, so that must be the Svarah for Rabbi Yochanan. No, I don't think that's the Pshat of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is not based on Pigel. So therefore, fine, Pigel wouldn't, the equation wouldn't work, but I'm thinking Pasul. The Pasul equation, meaning the Shalol Lishma would work, and that explains Rabbi Yochanan's V'chashvin, Me'avoda, Le'avoda. Good. So what do we have? We have three Pshatim for Rabbi Yochanan. We mentioned that the Rambam quotes the third Svarah. It's as if you had the Machshava during the later Avoda. Good. Man, there's a lot to talk about by Pigo, but today we have to focus more on just getting through the daf, and then we'll see what there's time for. Man nafik min b'neyo, and the Gemara says, l'may nafkamina. What is this going back on? So we'll go with the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says, it's going on Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Right? Is there another nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish about Machash and Avoda Lavoda? Rabbi Yochanan says Pasul, Rabbi Rish Lakish says Kasher. Says the Gemara, amazingly, you have an opposite application, meaning a case where, same Svara, but Rabbi Yochanan would say kasher, and Rish Lakish would say pasul. Amar Shul Bar Avudma Chilufin B'Shayimos Hashana. If you have a Karban Pesach, the rest of the year. So we know Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach is called a Karban Pesach. But the rest of the year, it turns into a Shlamim. It turns into a Shlamim. So, because Pesach is a type of Shlamim, really. So says the Gemara, what about this case? Shachto Lishmo Lizrog Damo Shalo Lishmo B'Shayimos Hashana. You did a proper shkita lishma. You think you did a shkita l'shem Pesach in the middle of Cheshvan. You took a Karban Pesach in the middle of Cheshvan. You shechted it l'shem Pesach al menas to do zrikas hadam l'shem shlamim. So there's, what's the halacha in that case? So shachtu lishma lizrok dam b'shalo lishma b'shayim osa shana. So Rabbi Yochanan, who said pasul earlier, here would say kasher. Al dad Rabbi Yochanan kasher. Why? Let's go with explanation number two of Rabbi Yochanan, that whatever you're thinking about in the future is as if you had that machshava now. Let's go with that pshat. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, kasher. Why would it be kasher? Because it's as if you did, right? The machshava shelo lishma is applied to the shechita, right? Where it is kosher, right? So if you shecht this Pesach l'shem shlamim, right? You have it l'shem shlamim, so that is kilo, it is a shlamim, and therefore it's kosher. Al day there shem lakish pasul. According to Rabbi Yoshua ben Lakish, it would be possible. Why? Because Rabbi Yoshua ben Lakish says, you don't look at the future Machshava as having any relevance right now. So it's just a Pesach, Lishma, not during the time of Erev Pesach, and that, therefore that will pasul it, because it's Shlo Bizmano. Shlo Bizmano. So Al Dayti, Rabbi Yoshua ben Lakish, pasul. That's what he says. It would just be a Machshava, Shelo Lishma, for Pesach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Al Da Amar Li Abba Bar Abba, about this, Abba Bar Abba came, the nickname, for Rav, Adar Abba Abba, De'inun Amrin, he quoted, Rabbi Yochanan says that he quoted the Chachmei Bavel, De'inun Amrin, what's the source? Minayin Shah Pesach, Mishtan Elashem Shlomim, how do you know the Karan Pesach on other days of the year turns into and has the halacha of a Shlomim? Right, by the way, I didn't read it inside, but if you look at the Yerchai Kadievsky, he explains the application of Pesach, as we just said, how it would be flipped for Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish a little bit more than I said it. But now up to they said that Pesach about Shlomim. How do you know time alomar? How do you know that a Pesach turns into a Shlomim? We find sometimes it's not so common, but sometimes Karbanos could turn into other Karbanos, right? You have a Asham shenitak l'ri'ia, right? An Asham that you lost, that its owner died, or you got lost, and you used a different carbon. So an asham might turn into an ola sometimes. That's a halacha Moshe Misinai. And here, a Pesach turns into a shlamim. And right, the Mishayas and Shkalim about the mosar of carbonos. Most of the time, it stays in the same carbon. But once in a while, not. So how do you know a Pesach turns into a shlamim? The Tav Alomar, v'im min hatzon carbono lezavach shlamim. The Pesach says, v'im min hatzon carbono, right, the tzon, right at the beginning of Vayikra, Lezevach Shlamim. So we say we have a drush, even though that the context of Pasha Prat is just about Shlamim. We darshan, Kol Shum, and that's own. You have a carbon out there that comes from sheep, which is Karban Pesach. Bashlamim sometimes could be turned into a Shlamim. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Is Karban Pesach the only one that comes from Tzon? Hatevon, Hare Olam, and that's own. How do you know the Pasuk is being a Merami to Pesach? Ol is also min hatzon, and Ola never turns into Shlamim. So the Gemara says, Dover Sheino Ba Ela min hatzon. No, it must be talking about something that only, when it says min hatzon, something that only comes from tzon. Right? An ola could come from bakar also, but something that only comes from tzon. Yatzah says ola shiba afilu min habakar. Says the Gemara, hatevon, hari asham. Asham also only comes from tzon. So maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. An asham never turns into a shlamim. So how do you know it's talking about Pesach? Amar Rabbi bun bar kana, min hatzon, dover haba mikol hatzon. Minatzon cut means is tabi to teach me something that comes from all tzon, meaning goats and sheep. Yatsa asham sheina ba elamina kvasim bilvad, right? Except excluding asham, which comes from only sheep, no goats. Says the Gemara. 1 second. So we just said minhatzon means only something that comes from all tzon. B'chalasar at amar min would go with the girsa of the karbana eda min lamait. Usually min is an exclusionary word, right? Gam is inclusionary, min is exclusionary. Fahachat amar min larabos. And here you're saying min is larabos to include, right? Min atzon means something that comes from all the tzon, like tzon and kvasim and yizim, and not the asham. So answers the Gemara, no, because you use that min also to exclude, but for other halachas that are not our issue right now. Mi eight, continuing the Karbana Eda's Girsa, mi eight, she'eno ba ben shtei shanim. Karban Pesach cannot be a 2-year-old, only 1-year-old. Mi eight, she'eno ba in a keva, and it doesn't come to keva, it has to be a male. Has to be a male, right? So that's why it is exclusionary. It is exclusionary. Says the Gemara, right, v'gabi asham, just to finish the Karban Eda's Girsa, v'gabi asham nami, min lamayidu she'eno ba elam in a elam bovad. And min is also exclusionary for asham, that is only coming from the ramps. Fine. Hatevin back to the Gemara, vaksiv, but it says by ola, v'im min atzon karbano, min hak savim, o min ha'izim la ola. A parallel pasuk. We just said that, how do you know Pesach turns into shlamim? Because you have this pasuk by shlamim that says, v'im min atzon shlamim. But you have a parallel pasuk that says, v'im min atzon ola. So how do you know Pesach should turn into a shlamim? Maybe Pesach should turn into an ola. Maybe we should make a similar drasha by this pasuk. So you should say Pesach turns into an ola. Right? Same type of drasha could be made. Answer, We'd rather go, and again, this shows how drushes aren't arbitrary, but drushes also use svara. There's an interface between Misora and svara. We'd rather make this drusha going from Pesach to Shlomim than from Pesach to Ola. Why? Because there's more of a parallel between Pesach and Shlomim. Amar Rabbi Avun, Mishanin, Davar Shu L'Achila, B'Davar Shu L'Achila, we switch something that is for consumption, for something else that's for consumption, Vein Mishan, Davar Shu L'Achila, B'Davar Shu L'Achila. And we don't change it from a Davar Achila like Pesach to a not a Davar Achila like Ola, right? Ola is Kula Khalil, right? It's all burned. So that's why we make the drasha from Pesach to Shlomim, not Pesach to Ola. Or, Amar Yossi Barbun, Mishana Kachem Kalim, L'Shem Kachem Kalim, V'Mishana Kachem Kalim, L'Shem Kachem Kachem. Or, Pesach goes to Shlomim because they're both Kachem Kalim. Right? Unlike Ola, which is Kachem Kachem. We'd rather not, go from one to the other. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis and Hakdamat to Kachem calls all Kachem Kalim Shlomim. Pesach is a Shlomim, Bechor, and Maaser, they're all types of Shlomim, but they have differences in detail. So there is a parallel between Pesach being Shlomim, and they're both Kachem Kachem, Kachem Kalim here. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we continue. Rabbi Yochanan says, Al da Amar Rabbi Chanina de Inun Amrin. So now we're getting into, when you have a Pesach, how do you change a Pesach to a Shlomim? Right? The Gemara is assuming that you have to have some type of Kavana, like L'Shem something else. Do you have to have Kavana L'Shem Shlomim, or do you have to have Kavana anything not Pesach? So that's a machlokas. We're about to see. Rabbi Yochanan says, that which Rabbi Chanina said, De'in and Amrin, that they said, the rabbi said, Ein ha-Pesach b'shal l'Shem Shlomim, Elim k'shachtu l'Shem Shlomim, it doesn't change. If you shechta, let's say, 2 weeks before Pesach, L'fnei Zmano, you have to designate it, you have to change its chalos shem. So you have to, the rabbi said that it has to change l'shem shlamim. Va'ani omer, but Rabbi Chanina said, afilu l'shem ola. Even if you have any other carbon in mind, as long as it, is not Pesach, that also changes it to shlamim. Amar Rabbi La, time of Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that it's any carbon in mind? Ve'im minason carbono l'zevach shlamim. From that pasuk, Vim minatzon karbano, right? If from the tzon, lizevach shlamim, and we darshin, kol, shehu zevach, bashlamim. Anytime, lizevach, for any other zevach, so it'll turn into a shlamim. Look at the karbana eda, first white line. Vani omer, de kol shalol lishmo bepesach, kosher. Afilu shachtu l'shem ola. Any shalol lishmo bepesach would change it to a shlamim, meaning it's already a tenuous connection between the chalo shem and the name of Pesach when it's not Erev Pesach. But Erev Pesach really gives it, its identity. But if it's not, so it's already on its way to Shlomim, so any type of Shlo Lishmo would be good enough. Lezevach Shlomim, what exactly is the drasha? Second white line in the Karbana Eidel, Lezevach Shlomim, Kray Yisei Rehu. The whole pasuk is extra. Davi Matzi Lemichtav, Lishlamim. The pasuk could have just said, Vim Minatzon Karbano, Lishlamim. What's Lezevach Shlomim? Kol Shehu Zevach, Klomar Lo, Kol Zevach Shehiz Bachedu. To shame any zavach l'shlamim yihyeh, it would be a shlamim. That's how we understand the drasha. Period. Good. So to stop there, going back again, there's a lot that we could talk about relating to pigol. But it's interesting. We had a number of times here that the phrase shalol l'shma meant pigol. Again, how do you understand it? But some of them are pretty befurish that you have to say that because the Gemara says, if you have the Shalol Lishma, isn't it pigol? The Gemara has a lashon sometimes. So sometimes Shalol Lishma is used in a larger context to mean pigol. If you look, some are familiar with the Gemara in the Rashi in Baba Kama on Dafei. Remember the Rashi there? The Gemara there talks about all the different types of avos nezikin. Right? Rabbi Chiya has the 24 avos nezikin and the Gemara on Daf Hey, right? The Gemara says, what is that to exclude? Minyana de Rabbi Chiya l'mutemai. The Rabbi Chiya says there are 24 avos nezikin. To exclude what? What's not an avos nezikin? One on the list is l'mute moser u'mefagel. To exclude mefagel. Mefagel is not one of the avos nezikin, right? What does mefagel mean there? That it is not one of the avos nezikin? Says the Gemara says, maybe it's not on the list, mefagel b'kachal mokamayri, according to the Tadakama. So the Rashi says there, Mefagel, Kohen Sheshachat Karbano Shel Yisrael, Chatas, L'shem Shlamim. What does mefagel mean? If a kohen shechs a carbon chatas l'shem shlamim, then a carbon ola l'chovas bailav v'tzorach acher. It's possible you'd have to bring a different one. So all the achron. If you look on the side here, it quotes. Look in the Pnei Yoshua. Right, it says, look in the Pnei Yoshua. Right, usually not so common that on the side it'll say that, but it says, look at the Pnei Yoshua, because what's Rashi talking about? Why does Rashi say that pigel here means shalol lishma? Right, our Gemara has a couple of times where it says shalol lishma means pigel. But our question is, the Pnei Yoshua's kasha there in Baba Kama Dafei, why does it say, if it says pigel, why does Rashi bend over backwards to try to explain that shalol lishma, just say pigel? Right, what's the problem? L'chora yesh l'tamuah, it's the Pnei Yoshua. Mi san yalei l'farish b'fagel g'chol pigol da'alma. Taino b'machshev eschus l'zmano, or machshev eschus l'mkomo. Even chus l'mkomo is closer to pigol than shalol l'shma. She says, v'nir l'yashev, that Rashi says, well, it has to be based on the context there of Nezek. That you can't say it's a regular pigol, because regular pigol would be similar to one of the other avos nezikin that are mentioned. Menasech, irev yayin b'yayin, irev yayin nesab yayin kasher. Right, a similar type of halachic problem based on machshava. That's a Rashi has to say shalol l'shma, which counts. It's a kasher karbon, but it's lobala by b'shem chova, which is a more of a grama type of hezek. Anyway, it's for hezek purposes. Rashi quotes that. Again, that's one of the places where pigel and pasul, the relationship between shalol lishma and pigel come up. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to continue with that next time.